Jesus gave the keys to the kingdom of heaven to Peter. To be given a set of keys, for example, the house keys or keys to a safety deposit box or a cash box or keys to an office, means that you are entrusting someone to what's inside and giving them the responsibility of taking care of something or a building or whatever it might be, money. Today's world, we have passwords, keys to what's inside the computer. And I don't quite understand it because it's all dits and dots and somewhere in the cloud. But if I wanted to give away my password to an account or something, then I'm entrusting that person to what's there, what's supposed to be secret. My garage door, I have a keypad. I go bing, 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 and the door opens. I don't even carry around keys, except for my car key, which is, I don't even plug it in. I just push the button and it turns on. Very mysterious. But to have the secret code or a key is to have authority or control, or maybe more importantly, responsibility for something or somebody. So in our Old Testament stories, we have the gatekeeper to the palace of the king, and he has the keys, and he can let people in or not let them in. He has the authority to allow people to access the king, have an audience, or no. There are those who think secretaries to managers and CEOs, they have too much authority. No, you can't make an appointment, that type of thing. No, he's not available or she's not available. And Peter was given responsibility to grant access to God and his realm, his teaching, to help people access who he knows God is. Now, we know that God's love is not limited to Peter or his church. God can use whatever means and whatever people he wants to do his work. Scripture says the Spirit blows where it wills, so we can't make too many judgments. But we do know also that the church has been given responsibility to show the world who God is, to tell the world what he has given to the human race, to all of humanity, the church meaning all of us. The church has this responsibility to tell the people and tell the world how he has reconciled all of people to himself, to the saving action of the Son of God, his life, death, resurrection, and ascension, and to communicate what God has in store for us here on earth and forever in the glories of heaven. We are his instruments. And when people see us as a redeemed people, they're going to want to know why we are so confident in God's love and know who God is. So we're given keys in that way, responsibility to help people access who God is, to let them in on the secret. In our gospel story, Peter knows who Jesus is. Jesus asks his disciples, well, I've been healing and I've been preaching and forgiving for quite a long time now. And what's their reaction? Who do they say that I am? Well, maybe you're John the Baptist, come back to life. Maybe you're one of the prophets, and which is all very nice. And Peter comes up with the real answer. Jesus, I have gotten to know you as the anointed one of God. You are the Christ. In fact, you are the Son of God. You're divine. Oh, what a revelation, Peter. Did you come on this on your own? Or did God tell you that? Because it was a divine revelation. In one of the stories after the resurrection, The apostles are fishing on a lake, and Jesus is on the shore fixing breakfast because they've gone out quite late at night to fish. And I think it's John, I have to be correct on this, sees Jesus at a distance and says, "It is the Lord, the risen Lord. We recognize him. We know who he is, risen from the dead." They all get to shore, and the Lord Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And of course, this is a reminder of when Peter denied Jesus on that Good Friday a few days before that. And three times, "Do you love me, Peter?" And Peter says, "You know that I love you." And Jesus tells Peter, "Tend my flock, feed my flock, guide my flock. If you know me, Peter, I'm giving you a responsibility. I'm giving you some keys. Go out and tell everyone by your life who you believe that I am." And that is for all of us. We know who Jesus is, different ways at different times. We know Jesus as our saving God, and we respond daily to that question, "Do you love me?" And then he tells us, "Go out to others and tell others who I am, who God is, what you believe." And this would be a daily question in our prayer. Who do you say that I am? Can we answer that question on a very personal level? Not what the catechism tells us, with that plus more. Not about who Jesus is or who God is, but what he means to each of us, what he's doing for us, what he's promising us, how he is guiding us, protecting us. How do I feel that? And we can say, "Yes, I love you, Lord, because of these things. And I can tell you that." And the Lord God, our Lord, tells us to go out, tend the flock, guide the flock, feed the flock. Not just church members, but everyone that we come into contact with.